and Mace. We call it the Nightcap. Means world, you guys, listen to the show. The Online Trading Academy text line, it is 98973. Feel free to text us if you want to join in with the conversation or just say hi like you always do. Mm-hmm. You guys know how much we love you. Mace, we got company.
Yeah, we do.
And we got my good buddy here, Dyer Oxley from MyNorthwest.com. Now, usually we bring him in on the Best of My Northwest. We do that on Fridays at 9 o'clock, but this is too good. Because apparently there's a life-size dragon sculpture that was recently paraded through downtown Renton as part of city's River Days festivities. It didn't have a home, but I'm coming to find out it does have a home. So anyways, I want to get to the bottom of it, and that's why we bring in the expert to talk about dragons.
This is why I think Aaron brings me in, because I feel like he wants to troll you a little bit. It's like, here's some nerdy stuff that I was going to do. I can't get enough in edgewise during Mason's story, so like, we're going to throw something in here. We're going to make G talk about dragons. So, long story short, this is a very particular dragon out of Renton's three. That's right. Renton has three dragons.
Oh, I thought it was two.
It's three. There is, well, if you want to know, there's one on the rooftop downtown we all know about.
Uh-huh.
There's one over at Wizards of the Coast, and there is this dragon, which...
Wizards of the Coast, by the way, they make that game.
They make Dungeons and Dragons, and they make Magic the Gathering.
Oh.
Those are two primary games that they do.
And are there a lot of nerds in Renton?
I would argue yes, quite a bit. Like, walk down Renton's front street, right? And what do you got? You got a comic book shop. You got a sci-fi themed, Star Trek themed pizza shop.
Hmm.
You've got its own Comic-Con, right? You've got a 8-bit arcade for adults to go to. Then you got a used video game. Then you've got another used video game. Like,
wow.
It's all in the main street. Is one of the geekiest downtown cores I've ever seen in any small town in Washington.
Huh.
Wow.
My humbly correct opinion, yes. It is a geeky town.
You are the nerd expert. So, Brienne is this newest dragon.
Yes. Well, it was made 3 years ago.
Okay.
When it was a promotion for the first Renton City Comic-Con, because they have their own Comic-Con. And it was made by this artist. They flew in from New Zealand. She's worked on movies like The Hobbit. She's working on some James Cameron stuff right now.
Mm.
She is really good, but she had everybody in the community actually make this dragon, and that's why it's a little bit special. The problem is they didn't have a place to put it.
Mm.
So without giving too much away, I don't know if you guys want to – I made a feature for it to tell the story. I don't know if you guys want to throw that out for everybody.
Well, let's go ahead and put that in right now.
Brienne the Dragon has a special place in the heart of Renton, and that's because this community literally had a hand in creating this life-size dragon sculpture. What isn't as well known is that ever since the community crafted this dragon in 2016, Brienne hasn't really had a home until now. Last month, during Renton River Days, Brienne was featured in the downtown parade, but what no one told this dragon was that there was a surprise at the end of that parade.
Now, she has an exquisite space in Southport. I'm absolutely elated that Brienne has a chance to have a home.
That's Kim Beaton. She's the sculptor behind Brienne. Actually, she sculpted two of Renton's three dragons, which, as far as I know, that's the most dragons per capita of any city in Washington. Kim is a New Zealand-based artist who usually works on big-budget Hollywood films like The Hobbit, but in 2016, she was spending months in Renton, inviting the community to help her build this sculpture in a downtown storefront.
Someone would walk in, I would hand them some clay, and I would say, sculpt this little space, and they would.
And this was all done as a promotion leading up to the very first Renton City Comic-Con.
So when you look at Brienne, and you see that patchwork, glittering surface of thousands of scales, it's because dozens and dozens of people all individually sculpted it, and it looks pretty slick.
For the last 3 years, if you wanted to see Brienne, you had to visit the Evergreen Market, which is Renton's pot shop folks under 21 haven't been able to visit her. And that's why Ben Andrews stepped in. He's with the Comic-Con, and he introduced Brienne to Michael Crist.
He showed me a picture. I liked it, so I'm going to blame it on him.
Michael is the developer behind Renton's Southport area, a mixed-use project along the Lake Washington waterfront.
There's a lot of feng shui in the development of all of Southport, and in fact, I'm with an expert here. One sec. What's dragons have to do with feng shui?
Dragons bring qi around.
So it brings good energy into that area. So you have
that feng shui expert
you.
In the background was Michael's wife, by the way. And why not invite a little good luck? So last weekend, after Renton's parade, Brienne did not return to her indoor confines. Instead, she was taken to Southport for all to come and see.
So she's there facing the water for feng shui. And right now she's greeting probably 1,000 people a day as they come in and out of the Hyatt Regency.
And for people like Michael and Kim, there is further hope that seeing how happy Brienne is, more dragons will come to Renton.
So now all of a sudden we're getting people who want to participate in dragon boats down in the cove down there. It's interesting to see what could happen out of this.
I loved being in Renton. I loved working with that particular community to build a dragon, and I would happily do it again in a heartbeat.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Dyer. I really appreciate that.
That's awesome.
I'll just saunter on out of here.
I think this is really cool. I'm a fan of public art. Period, and whether it's in a hotel lobby or out on the street or on a rooftop, like, I don't care. It adds some color and some fun and some personality, you know, to the community. So big fan of that. Add to this story the fact that you had, you know, thousands of people come in.
And dozens and dozens and dozens. Yeah, basically, right. Whoever's going through that downtown core had access to this.
Hey, stop in, slap some clay. You don't have to be a sculptor. I got that. Like, that's really very cool.
To make it even more rare for that, for all of this, what is not in that story but isn't on the online version on mynorthwest.com, we have a bunch of photos you can look at of this. The material that Kim works with is actually a very rare material that her husband invented for her, who also works in Hollywood out in New Zealand. He spent months to make a material that is not toxic to sculpt with, because most sculpting materials are. And so he made this non-toxic cementy clay thing that's, like, I don't know, proprietary to her now. And so there's very few of these sculptures around that actually are made with this material. I mean, it was safe enough so that everybody could come up and actually use it themselves out of the public and not be harmed by it. And so, I mean, there's just so many very unique and rare things about this one dragon, and yet never had a home.
I'm going to keep it 100. I don't care about these dragons.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care about the dragons. and another thing is what I do care about, and I tell you this all the time, because 90% of the things that you're interested in, Dyer, I'm not interested in at all. However, I still love it because I believe that there should be something for everyone out there. So just because I'm not interested, I want little boys and girls, young adults, older adults, everybody in the world needs to be a part of something. But what's kind of got me curious, and the reason why I bring you onto the show, any other reason I wouldn't, the only reason is because, man, there's a lot of people that's fallen in love with a lot of this stuff. This is, as you said, with your own words, the geeky world and the nerds. And first of all, y'all are pretty cool, number one. Number two, number two. There's a lot of people that's reading this stuff on MyNorthwest.com. Yep. I ain't stupid. Just because I ain't interested in it, somebody is reading this and wanting to know.
I've made the same point with esports. I'm not a big gamer, but I can see the writing on the wall, and esports is the next big thing. And that's why I've been pushing in Seattle. We need to do something about it. We have a tech community. We need to bring it here. Nerd geek culture has basically become our pop culture. We have the largest movie in history is an Avengers movie.
Right.
Led by Iron Man, who cared about Iron Man in the greater public more than 10 years ago. And now he's one of the greatest superheroes that we have. You know, our geek culture has now become our pop culture.
Well said. Well said. Hey, if you want more info on geek culture, I don't mind telling you that Dyer has a podcast called Northwest Nerd. NW-Nerd. Look it up. It's really great. You get a lot of these feature stories. I'm exposed to stuff that, gee, I don't care about. But I like when Dyer and his co-host Nick talk about this stuff. It keeps me plugged in, you know?
It does. Before you leave, Dyer, and I was ready for you to go, but since you're...
All right.